You're listening to Sports Topics with Coach Harvey Hyde right here on 107.1 FM, 1400 AM KSHP. Brought to you each week by Coors. Follow the coach on X at Coach Harvey Hyde. Now, huddle up and buckle up. Here's Coach Harvey Hyde.
Well, thank you very much, and good evening, everyone. Yes, it is that time of day when you huddle up and buckle up and ride along with us part of the way, all the way. We're going to talk sports here for an hour and 15 minutes. We're going to have four or five different segments trying to cover the world of sports. And we want to thank Chuck Hayes, who is our first official guest that will talk racing, as we do every week. But before we talk to Chuck Hayes, let's thank our sponsor for this weekly segment. That's Terrible Herps. They've been serving the Las Vegas Valley for over 70 years. Everyone knows that Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, or a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up, and with over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terrible's near you. Well, Chuck, here we go. Another week of racing and a lot of fun happening.
Yeah, Coach, they were in Martinsville, Virginia, the Paperclip, a short track, the shortest track on the NASCAR circuit. And in the Xfinity series, it was Eric Amarola who was driving for Joe Gibbs Racing in the Toyota. He has dropped down from where he was as a longtime Cup participant. Now he's racing for Joe Gibbs in Xfinity. He was first. Sam Mayer was second. Chandler Smith was third. Carson Quaffle, in his first start, was fourth. Justin Allgaier, fifth. Sheldon Creed, sixth. Sammy Smith, seventh. Cole Custer, 8th, Jesse Love, a very impressive rookie, 9th, and Josh Williams, 10th. Las Vegas' Riley Herps did not qualify that well and was in the back for a long, long time, but worked his way up through some good pit stop work and then also pit strategy, taking two tires. He ended up 25th, and he was up running in the top 15 when he crashed on the last lap. So a disappointment, but he's overall ranked 6th in the standings, and so optimism abounds as he heads to Texas with the rest of the team. On the Cup side, it was Rick Hendrick's team. William Byron was the winner, driving the 24. Kyle Larson was second for Hendrick, driving the number 5. Chase Elliott was third. Then it was Bubba Wallace, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, Alex Bowman, who's also a Hendrick driver, Ryan Preece, and Chase Briscoe. So you look and you see four Hendrick drivers in the top 10. They've always run well at Martinsville. Kyle Busch was 16th out of Vegas, and Noah Gragson was 20th. Now, there's some interesting comments made by Kyle Busch regarding the car. And, Coach, they've done some work on the short track package, and it just has not been enough. And basically, the description that Kyle Busch said about driving the car was that you maybe could get and use the right rear tire a little bit and get outside and have some freedom to race outside. But if anyone was directly in front of you, the car would just plow. You couldn't turn it. And that's why when you see these races, and William Byron in the green-white checker was very apparent, that if you get out in traffic and there's nobody in front of you, you can put a good second to a second and a half on the car behind you just because of the fact that there's no aero issues. And that's something that these NASCAR drivers have been facing, and appears that on this race day that the Hendrick guys got it figured out going 1-2-3. So congratulations to Rick Hendrick and the people there celebrating their first win, Coach. Back in the 80s, Jeff Bodine was driving for a gentleman named Harry Hyde. And for those of you people who have seen the movie Days of Thunder, that really tells that story from back there. From Formula One, we go to Japan, and it looked a lot like it did last year. Max Verstappen was the winner over his teammate Sergio Perez, and he beat him by 12 seconds. Carlos Sainz in the Ferrari was third. He beat him by 20 seconds. Charles Leclerc was fourth. So you had Verstappen, Perez, and Sainz on the podium. Leclerc was 26 seconds off. Lando Norris in the McLaren, first of the McLarens, 29 seconds off the pace. Fernando Alonso, 44. George Russell in the Mercedes, 46 seconds. And Lewis Hamilton, Coach, finished ninth, a full 48 seconds behind Max Verstappen. Now, they're going to go to China, and this is going to be in 2 weeks. There'll be a little bit of a break. They'll head to China, and this is a track that they have not run in a while, Shanghai International Circuit. So Sunday, April 21st is when you will see that race on Formula One, which is covered by Sky TV and ESPN.
Well, one thing for sure, at least Infiniti and NASCAR, the Cup, well, they beat the rain for the first time in a long time, Chuck.
Yeah, it was great not having to see the rain tires, but they, you know, again, they're short track. They were ready, willing, and able to do that. So, you know, one of the things that we have, Coach, and this is so appropriate, NHRA just made an announcement that BAM Weather will be providing weather data and forecast to the NHRA, including weather, data forecasting, and support through its platform, Clarity, for NHRA operations. And, Coach, they made up the race from Pomona in Arizona at the NHRA Arizona Nationals. It was Sean Langdon in Top Fuel, 3.7, 318 miles an hour. Austin Prock in Funny Car, that's 3.952 for 320 miles an hour. Greg Anderson in Pro Stock, 6.5, 208 miles an hour. Pro Modified, Kevin Rivenbark with a run of 5.7, 249 miles an hour. And in Super Stocks, Ryan McClanahan, 8.4, 154 miles an hour. And from a scheduling standpoint, if you're an NHRA fan, you will be going to the four wide nationals in Las Vegas, out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So that's a great one. If you're in Vegas and you like fast cars and you like them four wide, this is the weekend to go see it.
It certainly is. And Chuck, also Max Verstappen, what can you say about his performances? It's him against the world. And his partner is always there dominating too, taking second or third place. What is the difference, Chuck? What can be that much of a difference when one team can dominate so much over these other teams who are just as brilliant as far as in their science and racing?
Coach, that's a great question because, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago when they were in Australia and Carlos Sainz in the Ferrari won and then he beat his teammate Charles Leclerc by 2.3 seconds. The only thing that kept them away from Verstappen is that his car really had an engine failure, catastrophic engine failure on lap 3. This is the first time in 2 years that happened. And so they got it worked out and they figured it out. And again, they were better than ever. And for those people who look at it and go, well, there's not much racing, to win a Formula One race by 12 seconds, that is just unbelievable. That's almost when you look at someone who was, let's say, running the mile race and you beat somebody by almost a half a lap. And when you have somebody like Lewis Hamilton from Mercedes, you have him getting beat by 48 seconds. You know how disheartening it is if you're a former world champion and you're running back there at ninth, and Verstappen's beating you by almost a full minute. That's very discouraging to the driver because he knows right away when they come out, he can run the best race that his car can go. But for some reason, those Red Bulls are just dominating. And Coach, there is no answer that I've seen in regards to this.
Is it all car? Or is it all driver? If you take him out of the car he's driving, a Red Bull, and you put him in another car, how much of a difference do you think that makes, Chuck?
because, you know, one of the favorite series that I used to love that would race would be the IROC series, and that's where they would bring competitors from all different backgrounds and put them in identically prepared Z28s or Firebirds, and then you would see them on the track, and then the next week they would switch the car. So you'd be, let's say, in car number 2 with your name on it. The next week you'd be in car number 12. And you really got a chance to see an equally prepared cars. And I don't think every car is the same, possibly. It's just that factor. I'm not a mechanic, but I know that the crews do the best job possible within the requirements that they have. But you no doubt there's talent. And that's one of the things Al Unser was so good at Long Beach. And Long Beach will be coming up in the next couple of weeks for Indy before we go to Indianapolis. He was the king of the beach, and he dominated there. And we know that the equipment was always there at the, you know, at the same level. It's just that he was just that much more talented on that race course. And so, you know, next April 19th to 21st weekend, Long Beach Grand Prix comes back, and we'll get more stories lined because, Coach, it's the lead-in for Indy, and we know that everybody gets fired up for Indianapolis.
Again, I'm Harvey Hyde with Chuck Cage. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. This segment, Racing, brought to us by Terribles. Chuck, IndyCar used to be the car, the race that we all, like you talk about Indy. The NASCAR has really come along. Infiniti has really come along. Formula One has gained such popularity now in the United States, especially now with it being in Las Vegas and so on. What has happened? Is Indy still up there getting the marketing that's necessary to compete with these others?
Coach, I think one of the issues for me is finding when the Indy race is on and what network you can see it on, whether it's USA or Peacock, if it's streaming or it's on NBC. One thing you do know is that Formula One is on ESPN, and they replay it multiple times, and there's a lead-in show, and they are finding a way to promote it better, plus there's more of an interest. Now, again, with Verstappen winning so much, a lot of people thought that that might hurt because everybody was running for second and third, and I'm not sure about that, but with only 20 cars, there's a little bit different amount of racers. At Indianapolis, there's going to be 33 cars. A lot of times they had 60 cars come to Indy, and then, you know, legitimately maybe 40 cars could compete, and then there was bump day when everybody was trying to get that number 33 spot. So on May 26th, you're going to see Indianapolis on NBC as well as Peacock, and they'll do a lot more cross-promotion in regards to that. But that's been a challenge, and they're going to go to Long Beach. They're going to go to Alabama to run the Children of Alabama Indy Grand Prix on the 28th. That also will be on NBC. But I see consistency of start time. And also the other thing is that, like NASCAR, like IndyCar, F1 doesn't run every week. And so there's anticipation and people wanting to see it, because it's not like baseball where there's 162 games. You have a hunger for it a little bit. And plus the exotic environments of which they run. I mean, the fact that they're going to China must be one of the most incredible logistical challenges. They just got through with Japan, and going into a place that obviously has a lot of challenges and a lot of restrictions on things will really test the mettle of these teams.
How about the series that are on television now, or whatever one of those affiliates out there, FM, Formula One, and then the movie Ferrari, and all these different things that are going on? That's got to help with the promotion of Formula One racing.
Coach, it's the younger fan. You want something different. You want some different. Because, frankly, in racing, if you have racing people, they're going to watch, or they're going to go to wherever it is. That's not the audience you're trying to grow. You're trying to grow those people who are trying to make a decision and want to be something that's newer and happening. And, you know, it's like anything. It's like a rock band. You want to see that band before they break, and then they get all those new fans, and people say, oh, it's not as cool as it once was because now everybody likes it. Well, I think there's a big bandwagon, and everybody should get on for the ride and have a good time.
Well, Chuck, I'll tell you this. We were out Saturday night, our family, and my daughters, about 9 o'clock or 9:15, said, we got to get back. Why? What do they want to watch? FM racing. So they've hooked my daughters, and, of course, I watch it with them. So someone is doing a great job out there. So, again, Chuck, I want to thank you for joining us here on our Coors Sports Topic Show with our segment on racing. We want to thank Terrible Hoops for the sponsorship of this weekly segment. Remember, Terrible Herbs has been serving the Las Vegas Valley for over 70 years. Everyone knows Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, or a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up. They went over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley. There's always a Terrible's near you. So buckle up. Chuck and I will take a short time out, and we'll be right back.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Metals Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at metalsbank.bank. Metals Bank, where your business is our business.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685.
Have you ever been to the Klondike Casino? Well, you better try it. It's the sports headquarters there in Henderson. It's located at 444 Sunset Road in Henderson. You can watch all the Rebel football games, Rebel basketball games, all the events. That'll be Rebel Athletics, but also your favorite team when they play. How about the Klondike Grill? Man, bring your friends there. Fresh food. Served up quickly so you don't miss a play. That's the Klondike Casino located at 444 West Sunset Road in Henderson, Nevada. And don't forget, the Players Club will take care of you too. Game day is every day at the Klondike Casino.
Are you looking to advertise a campaign, short film, a public service announcement, an important message? Look no further than Regency Outdoor. We have been around since 1974 and have the greatest locations in Southern California for your advertising goals. Our creative billboards are sure to catch everyone's attention. Make an impact anywhere and everywhere in Southern California. To get started and for more information, call 310-657-8883 or visit RegencyOutdoor.com. Regency makes it easier than ever to get your message everywhere in Southern California.
My name is Casey Flair, president of the UNLV Football Foundation. Everyone that is a part of our foundation helps us with the university and the success of our football program. In order to be a part of the Football Foundation, you do not need to be a former player, just a diehard Rebel fan. You can contact our webpage and see what we're all about, UNLVFootballFoundation.com. We are proud of our football program, Coach Barry Odom, and the university. We do everything we can to support UNLV football. If you'd like to learn more, please visit UNLVFootballFoundation.com, and I will personally get back to you. Thank you, and go Rebels.
Terrible Herbs has been serving the Las Vegas Valley for 70 years. Everyone knows Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, or a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up, With over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terribles near you.
Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're joined us here with our Coors Sports Topic Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday night, and Chuck Hayes joins me. Our next segment is brought to us by Meadows Bank. They say, is your business ready to play in the big leagues? Meadows Bank can help you tackle the competition. Make your play and visit them today at MeadowsBank.com. That's MeadowsBank.com. Or call 471-BANK. That's 471-BANK. Meadows Bank, consistently exceeding your expectations. Chuck, I want to take a moment. I write a column for a Southern California newspaper, and I wanted to tell you and also discuss with you my column this last week completely was on NCAA basketball, the excitement of NCAA basketball, but particularly the excitement of the UNLV, not the UNLV, the women's section. Well, UNLV had a 31, of course, and 3 record. But the women's side of the NCAA playoffs was absolutely amazing and with numbers unbelievable watching it.
Well, Coach, it was one for the ages, and it had like the perfect mix. You had a superstar in Caitlin Clark and what Iowa brought to the table. Then you had the tradition of UConn, so you had the East Coast there. And then you had South Carolina out of the SEC represented. And you had those storylines. USC, number one seed, had the West Coast with an exciting young player in Juju Watkins. And when, you know, SC played Iowa, or SC played Connecticut, rather, and Iowa played in that prelim, there was $14.5 million was on a Monday night. It was a doubleheader, so you're able to watch it back to back. Then we get into the championship scenario. UConn Purdue, I don't think had as big a national interest, more of a regional standpoint in the East with UConn, who had beaten San Diego State the year before, playing a Purdue team out of the Big Ten that really, I would say, is not, or hasn't been as big a national brand. Now, Purdue's a great place, and they've got a long football tradition. Gene Katie, of course, the basketball coach there. So last year, for the San Diego State UConn game, there was 14.69 million people. Last night's game was 14.8 million. So up about 200,000. Game was on multiple networks, TNT and TBS. Now, here's the difference. Sunday's women's game was on ABC and ESPN, and they drew 18.7 million. So, you know, over 4 million more people watched. And what you had, again, is you had the South and South Carolina and their tradition of what Dawn Staley had done and coming out of the SEC. And then Iowa from the Big Ten and Caitlin Clark. The previous game, LSU and Iowa, was the battle between the defending champs from last year. So the game, for however they measure this, the game for ESPN and ABC for South Carolina over Iowa peaked at 24 million viewers. Now, I don't know where those other people went. That meant they tuned in. So you're looking at 6 million people who tuned in for a while and then decided they had to go do something else. But I think there was a perfect storm, if you will, in regards to this. And I think it will be something that I think the men look at the game and what time it started on the East Coast. You had almost a 9:30 p.m. start. And if you're a kid that has to go to school, or you're an older person who goes to bed a little bit, you know, earlier, maybe you didn't watch it live.
You know, Chuck, I think the popularity in the Midwest, and she really took over, this young lady, Caitlin Clark, the nation, as far as the way she could dribble and play and the leadership of the Iowa team. And I think there was a bonding of nothing against South Carolina. A lot of great players. They'll be the favorite to win it again next year. bonding about behind her is wanting to cheer for Iowa. I mean, I was in a race and sports book here in Las Vegas, and every time Iowa scored, the whole race and sports book stood up and cheered. It was just so one-sided. It was like they were the Cinderella team, which they somewhat were, but I think they had the nation sort of cheering for them to make it happen for Iowa and for Caitlin Clark as far as winning a national championship. And I'm not saying it's sad in a way, but it's sad in a way to see her leave college athletics and college basketball, because everyone enjoyed her watching her play so much.
I think it's going to be a very interesting bridge to the WNBA and how they go about this. I think there's nothing more than people loves to see a challenge and a player continue on and be able to follow that team or when they play live somewhere. But there's a certain, I would call it arrogance in regards to the players that play in the league now who respect their talents but say, hey, you know, we're pretty good. And it reminds me of when Pete Maravich went into the NBA and he came in with a bunch of TV commercials, ProKeds, Vitalis, where he was the star, and he went on a veteran team in Atlanta, and he was making more than any of the players that were on that team, and endorsements probably dwarfed their salaries, and there was a lot of resentment early on because everyone wanted to talk to him. The veteran players were ignored, and this is back in the day before social media. So it was only three networks and radio coverage and magazines. But wherever Pistol went out of his rookie year, he was the show. And there was a lot of pressure, and he felt a little bit isolated on his own team because he was the cover boy, and they had never covered the Atlanta Hawks like that prior to him coming.
You know, Chuck, I think it was a different type of focus on Caitlin Clark this year. She was setting the all-time scoring record and everything, and everybody was cheering her for breaking all the records for that part of the game. But I think it could be a little bit different in the WNBA. I think she could be a team player, and she has so much pressure on her this year as far as carrying the team at times that she might be more of a relaxed type of player. And the entire team that will be around her, she'll make better players because she's such a great passer, too, at the same time, not only a great shooter and a great leader. So I think it'll take a lot of pressure off of her. I don't know what effect it'll have on the jealousies and so on, but I think if someone can make you better as a player on your own team, I think you have to go along with that and be happy because winning is the answer to everything, Chuck.
Well, it is. But again, Coach, you know how egos are, and you know the amount of media that players are getting these days because of their social, that if they want to make a point on something, they have a platform where before it was not always like that. And we're going to see how that goes. And you know it from dealing with different levels of player that you had to use that to expand your brand. And this is something that the league is going to look at and where she gets drafted. And I remember when Patrick Ewing was coming out of Georgetown, everybody said, the Knicks need Patrick Ewing. He is a Knicks player. We need to get him that way. And the way the lottery went, there was a rumor that they had frozen the card of the Knicks. So when the person drawing, who was drawing the cards, knew which card to pick because of the coldness of the cardboard. I don't know if they'll go that way in the WNBA, but where would you see Caitlin Clark play? Where would he be the best place for her to end up?
I can't. I don't know, Chuck. I think anywhere she ends up, they'd want her in a big media area, I'm sure. But whoever is able to draft her, I think there's going to be a lot of excitement on season tickets and WNBA basketball within that community. And wherever she goes on the road to play games, I think, again, that's going to be a great marketing tool for the NBA or WNBA as far as promoting their product, and how about television appearances? But whatever team she is on, there will be a lot of television promotions for that franchise.
Coach, could you tie it in a little bit, the way you felt about golf with Tiger Woods, that it was must-see TV? Now, it's you want to see how they're going to do, no matter if they win, lose, doesn't matter who's playing. You want to see how she competes.
I agree 100%. I still say that I started watching golf. I'm not an avid golf player. Haven't ever said I was, and so on. I love to watch it. But when Tiger Woods was playing golf, I was introduced to him by Dwayne Knight, the golf coach from UNLV, where Tiger almost became a part of the Rebel Golf program, that I became a golf fan. And whenever he plays, I always have a more of an interest or want to watch that tournament or whatever, and I did through his entire career because it just was something that attracted me, and his excellence and his talent and so on. You cheered for him, even if he won almost every tournament, because you wanted to see him do it, Chuck. As far as, again, almost in the same manner that Catelyn Clark did it for the University of Iowa. Well, buddy, we got to take a short time out. I want to thank you again for joining us here with our first two segments. I want to have you back here at about a half hour to talk about my weekend in Las Vegas and what I experienced, and we'll do it together here in a moment, okay?
Look forward to it, Coach. Thank you.
Again, Chuck Hayes joins us here with our weekly NASCAR racing segment, along with other segments when we have time to fit in here because of other conflicts with some of our guests who should be on here, but some of them have games today, so we'll talk with Chuck a little bit later on. Again, we want to thank Meadows Bank for the sponsorship of this segment. And again, as they always say, is your business ready to play in the big leagues? Meadows Bank can help you tackle the competition. Make your play and visit them today at MeadowsBank.com or call 471-BANK. That's 471-BANK. Meadows Bank, consistently exceeding your expectations. Also, if you're looking to rent a car or truck, go where I go. That's Budget Car and Truck Rental here in Las Vegas. Give them a call so they have the car ready for you at 702-736-1212. That's 702-736-1212. So buckle up. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. When we come back, let's feature the UNLV softball program. I'll tell you who we're going to have on in a moment. Buckle up. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back from Las Vegas.
Big Dogs Brewing Company is proud to be Las Vegas' original hometown brewery since 1993. Our handcrafted beers are brewed fresh daily by our team of award-winning brewers. Big Dogs brews are now available in cans at major retailers like Discount Liquor, Total Wine & More, Whole Foods Market, Smith's, Albertsons, Terrible, Stations, and more. Big Dogs beers are available on draft at select restaurants and bars around Las Vegas. Ask for us by name. Visit us at BigDogsBrews.com to track down our award-winning handcrafted brews. Or stop by Big Dogs Draft House in Rancho and Craig to sample a full range of our classic, seasonal, and specialty ales. Drink fresh. Drink local. Drink Big Dogs.
Have you heard about Standish Law? Yes, Standish Law, Las Vegas' premier family law firm. Ranked among the top 10 in client satisfaction by the American Institute of Family Lawyers and proud to be Rebel sponsors. If you are going through a divorce, you want them on your side. Schedule your appointment at StandishLaw.com. That's StandishLaw.com or call 702-998-9344.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Meadows Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Meadows Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at meadowsbank.bank. Meadows Bank, where your business is our business.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're like me, pizza is not just a food, it's a way of life. And the folks at Settabello Pizza get every detail just right. homemade dough made daily and hand-tossed, extra virgin olive oil, freshly chopped tomatoes and basil, and generous portions of mozzarella cheese with a dizzying array of toppings. Join me at one of their two area locations, one at Green Valley Parkway, another one at Fort Apache and Sahara. No time to dine out? No problem. Order today and take it to go at setabello.net. That's setabello.net. Setabello Pizza, when only the best will do.
Terrible Herbs has been serving the Las Vegas Valley for 70 years. Everyone knows Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, or a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up. And with over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terrible's near you.
Welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Our next segment features the UNLV softball program. We're going to have a student athlete join us here in a moment. But before we get to her, a sponsor for this weekly segment, which is Aces Bar and Grill, locally here in Las Vegas. One location at 7272 El Capitan Way, and the second location at 35 Gibson Road. That's Gibson and the 215. Appetizers, salads, wraps, breakfast. Great food, great prices, happy hour every day from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. And again, you can call for an appointment if you're looking for a place to have a party by calling Aces Bar and Grill at 702-579-3330. Now joining us from the UNLV softball program is a freshman star. Jesse Farrell joins us. Jesse, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you being a part of our segment.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, Jesse, the first thing I want to do, and I don't want to forget to do this, but congratulations. You are the Mountain West Conference Freshman Player of the Week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about you, Jesse. A lot of our local people probably remember you when you played in high school, but a lot of people may not, and I want to introduce you to the UNLV softball world. Right now, the current record of the UNLV softball program, 23-12. You guys are on a roll and so on, but you being a local girl, tell us about UNLV and how you decided to become a Rebel.
Well, my family here was a big part of me wanting to come to UNLV, and just seeing all my family and all my friends sitting up there in the stands while I play, it's a huge part of it, and I think being local, it's like, it's the best feeling in the world.
Now, how long or how many years have you been playing softball? I mean, a lot of people think, oh, you just started playing. You've probably been playing for years. You probably put it on a tee and hit the ball off the tee.
Yes, sir. I started playing when I was around 4 years old, and I've lived here my whole life, so I've been playing here in Vegas.
How about position-wise? How were you determined how to be a certain position? What did you start off as playing? What position was not maybe your favorite, but the one the coach thought you should play?
I started out as a pitcher, actually, but when I was around 6 years old, I started catching and just fell in love with it, and never looked back since. So
you're sort of running the show behind the plate?
Yes, sir.
Do you like being back there where you see the whole field and you're able to point out certain things to everybody?
Yeah, it's a great position for sure. I love being a leader on the field and just being able to like communicate with everyone, have everything in front of me.
I don't want you to feel like I'm making you brag, but what a great weekend you had this past weekend and the week against Boise State up in Boise. You had a doubleheader up there in the middle of the week, and you came back against North Dakota State this weekend. The one thing you did do, you got some RBIs, and you like to hit the baseball.
Yes, thank you. It was definitely a team effort, though. It took all of us to get – I think we scored like – 16 runs in the first inning or something crazy like that. So it was definitely a team effort for sure.
Was it a big adjustment for you to come out of high school and now being a starter on a Division I program, the UNLV Rebel softball program? That's got to be a big, big step forward with you.
Yes, it definitely was. But I definitely think my travel ball team prepared me for the upcoming seasons in college. But it was definitely a big step, and I just had to trust the process and know I could be a starter on this team.
Now, academically, have you decided your major, what your major might be, or are you still trying to figure it out like I am?
Yes, I'm actually a biology major.
Now, did you play any other sports when you were in high school? I know being a great athlete like you were, probably all the coaches at the schools you went to wanted you to be a part of their programs.
Yes, I got that a lot, but no, I only played softball 4 years.
So I played softball all your years in high school. You didn't play any other sports, huh?
No, sir. I just stuck softball all year long.
Okay. How about the strength of your game? When you think about your game, is it defense? Is it hitting? What is the strength of your game? Leadership? What do you feel yourself, if you were evaluating yourself, how would you score yourself if you were a scout?
I would definitely say my strong suit is catching and being behind the plate. But some days, you know, the bat comes into play and I do good offensively. I think every day is like, it's a brand new thing. And some days I'm going to catch better than I'm going to hit, or I'm going to hit better than I'm going to catch. And I think my strong suit is definitely defense though, for sure.
Jessie Farrell joins us, softball player from UNLV, the catcher. She's a freshman, and she was voted this week by the Mountain West Conference Freshman Player of the Week. Congratulations to her. Do you think being a catcher helps you as far as in your hitting side of it, because you're seeing the pitches all the time from your own pitcher?
I think that does play a big part of it. I definitely feel like I see more spin and more, I see a different angle than most people do, so I think it does help me in that bat sometimes, yes.
You know, in watching the UNLV softball program and you guys play, it's a great competitive game, but it also seems as though you guys are having so much fun during the game, in the dugout, the whole time during the game, you're chanting, you're singing, you're winning, you're doing all the things where you really have an enjoyable time out there as a team.
Yes, for sure. I'm going to actually shout out Skylar Shaw on this one. I would definitely say she's our biggest, like, dugout. She's our biggest leader in the dugout and getting us going. And, like, play after play, she's always the loudest on the field. And I think she gets us going. And then once we're all going, there's no stopping us. And I think we can take down anyone as long as we play together.
Well, Jesse, it's a big weekend at Alameda Stadium. That other team, the Wolfpack, comes down to take on the Rebels this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday at 6, Saturday at 3, and then Sunday at 12. Your thoughts, without giving any secrets away, what a big weekend this is for softball, for UNLV.
Yes, and I think we just definitely need a lot of supporters to come out and watch. And I think if we play together, like I said, we're definitely going to give a Reno run for their money. I think we're the underdog going into this series. But if we work together, we could come out on top. It's everyone does their part.
Now, I'm going to tell the community out there now that's listening to get out to Alameda Stadium this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because the UNLV softball program will be out of town for the next 2 weekends at Fresno and San Jose State. So we're going to ask you to get out and support the UNLV softball program in a big series here against the Wolfpack from the northern part of the state. And, okay, when you listen to Jessie Farrell talk and her dedication to the game and all the people that coach and play for the Rebel softball program, it's something we should support. So, Jesse, how about saying something as far as telling them how great it feels when you look in the stands and see the people out there cheering for you?
Oh, yeah, it's the best feeling in the world, just having that extra confidence that it's more than just a game, you know. We're playing for our community as well, and I think it's a good entertainment, honestly. There's no better sport than softball to watch, in my opinion. So just come out and enjoy is all I say.
And again, game time at Alameda Stadium, Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 12 noon. Well, Jesse, I want to thank you for joining. Is there anything else you want to say before I let you go?
No, I think just if the community can come out to Alameda on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that'd be great.
Again, we want to wish you the best.
We need everyone. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead. I apologize.
You're okay. I was just saying any support we can get is great for this Rival Series.
Well, again, I want to thank you, and again, I want to congratulate you on the Mountain West Conference Freshman Player of the Week, Jesse Farrell, catcher for the UNLV softball program. We wish you and the program the best of luck the remainder of the season, and especially this weekend against the Wolfpack from Nevada Reno, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us. That's Jesse Farrell, the Mountain West Conference Freshman Player of the Week, who joined us here on the UNLV softball segment. Again, we want to thank our sponsor for this segment weekly, which is Ace's Bar and Grill, the first location at 7272 El Capitan Way, and the second, Ace's Bar and Grill, located at 35 Gibson Road. That's Gibson in the 215. Appetizers, salads, wraps, breakfast, great food, great prices, happy hour, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. daily. Remember, Ace's Bar and Grill. They love softball. You will, too. Buckle up, everyone. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back from Las Vegas.
Are you looking to advertise a campaign, short film, a public service announcement, an important message? Look no further than Regency Outdoor. We have been around since 1974 and have the greatest locations in Southern California for your advertising goals. Our creative billboards are sure to catch everyone's attention. Make an impact anywhere and everywhere in Southern California. To get started and for more information, call 310-657-8883 or visit RegencyOutdoor.com. Regency makes it easier than ever to get your message everywhere in Southern California.
Big Dogs Brewing Company is proud to be Las Vegas' original hometown brewery since 1993. Our handcrafted beers are brewed fresh daily by our team of award-winning brewers. Big Dogs brews are now available in cans at major retailers like Discount Liquor, Total Wine & More, Whole Foods Market, Smith's, Albertsons, Terrible Stations, and more. Big Dogs beers are available on draft at select restaurants and bars around Las Vegas. Ask for us by name. Visit us at BigDogsBrews.com to track down our award-winning handcrafted brews. Or stop by Big Dogs Draft House in Rancho and Craig to sample a full range of our classic, seasonal, and specialty ales. Drink fresh. Drink local. Drink Big Dogs.
The USC community exemplifies the notion of hard work and a winning attitude will make you a champion in anything you do. At Fletcher Jones Imports and Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, we also work hard to ensure our clients have a world-class experience. And speaking of champions, my dad came to Las Vegas in 1966 and built our first Nevada dealership. We are now four generations and proud to provide Las Vegas with a great selection and financing options to accommodate every budget. Plus, we're nice people, too. We might be hardcore USC fans, but our family's firmly planted in the Las Vegas Valley and will be for many years to come. Visit us at FletcherJones.com for details or stop by and meet the team. Until then, fight on.
Fletcher Jones Imports, 7300 West Sahara Avenue, Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, 925 Auto Show Drive, and Fletcher Jones Imports Used Car and Truck Center, 7100 West Sahara Avenue. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Terrible Herbs has been serving the Las Vegas Valley for 70 years. Everyone knows Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, or a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up. And with over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terrible's near you.
Have you heard about Standish Law? Yes, Standish Law, Las Vegas' premier family law firm. Ranked among the top 10 in client satisfaction by the American Institute of Family Lawyers and proud to be Rebel sponsors. If you are going through a divorce, you want them on your side. Schedule your appointment at standishlaw.com. That's standishlaw.com or call 702-998-9344. Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. And every week, yes, we go out to the Las Vegas ballpark for an update on what's happening with the Las Vegas Aviators. And who always joins us in the starting lineup is Jimmy Gemma, Director of Media Relations for the Las Vegas Aviators. And yes, he's at the plate ready to talk baseball. Jimmy, Good evening to you. You're back home from Texas, and it's time to play baseball.
Yes, thanks for having me on, Harvey. The team is opening a 12-game homestand through Sunday, the first leg of this 12-game homestand versus Salt Lake Bees. Through Sunday, April 14th, all games at 7:05, except for Sunday the 14th at noon. Some of the promotions, Wednesday night will be Bark on the Berm, the first installment of that, and then every Thursday will be $2 beer night. It'll be Thursday the 11th. This Friday will be first 2,000 fans through the gates will get a Henley hooded T-shirt. It's a pretty nice promotion. Should say promotion item. And Saturday, I don't know if folks watch Ed's Dinosaurs Live. We're going to have some dinosaurs out for the kids Saturday, April 13th versus Salt Lake Bees. Of course, they're the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels.
I'll tell you, there's a reason you have two series back-to-back, because it's time to that the weather gets beautiful in Las Vegas, and it's time to get out to the ballpark, not only for the game, but as Ollie mentions that you just talked about, the promotions that go on along with the great game.
Yeah, there's on the AviatorsLV.com, you can look at the promotional nights on the drop-down menu under schedule, and, you know, we're always, that's the Avianca Minor League Baseball, we're, you know, always have a loaded amount of promotions, and you can see this week we have many. And then again next week, Tacoma, when I talk to you, the Tacoma Rainiers will be here for the second leg of the 12-game road trip from Tuesday through Sunday. Same situation, Tuesday through Saturday will be at 7:05, and then a week from Sunday, the 21st. We're getting way ahead of ourselves, but that's at 12:05. So you, fans can go on aviatorslv.com, look at the promotional nights for the second leg of the homestand, and we can talk about that much further next week.
Well, we'd like to see everybody out there for every game. Sometimes it's possible, and sometimes it isn't. But tickets are something that you should plan on getting in advance, so that when you come out to the ballpark, you don't have to worry about anything but just walking through the door and getting ready to get a cold drink, a hot dog, or listen to somebody say play ball.
Yeah, the best part now, almost 100%, we have digital tickets on the Las Vegas Ballpark app. We invite everybody to download that on their phone, Las Vegas Ballpark app, and then you can get individual game tickets. They'll go right to your phone, and like you said, it's really convenient. You're basically walking in, the ticket's on your phone. That's always good when you go to concerts when that happens. And, yeah, again, you can get individual game tickets on aviatorslv.com. You basically just click on the link where it says tickets. For group ticket information or about the pool, the party deck areas, some of the suites are available on a per-game basis. There's information on that on our website, but also if you wanted to call during normal business hours, 702-943-7200, you can get in touch with one of our sales executives.
Jim Jammer joins us from the Las Vegas Aviators, Director of Media Relations. You know, Jim, a lot of people bring families out as a group, bring their businesses out as a group, their teams out as a group, the whole thing. You have group packages where people can come out and really enjoy it as a group.
Yeah, the best thing about the group tickets, obviously there's discounts and what have you. Also the high left field party deck, the high right field party deck on the suite levels, that's always open for parties, for businesses and corporations. The pool is great for birthday parties for kids. Again, the best thing to do is call 702-943-7200 during normal business hours if fans are interested in that.
Well, one thing, too, we don't want to keep it a secret, and I should have mentioned it earlier, but I'm going to save it till now. Tell everybody about the parking situation. That's second to none. There isn't anybody in town that I know of that does it that has any type of franchise regarding sports.
Now, I was at another team's game last night in Henderson, and again, we're the only professional sports team in Las Vegas and Henderson, for that matter, that has free parking here out at the Las Vegas Ballpark. Of course, downtown Summerlin's right on the other side on Pavilion Center. We have a huge parking lot in the right field area, and fans can also access one of the probably say main entrance 1A is the center field gates, Or if you're coming in from Pavilion Center Drive, you can also, if you chose the 8 before the game over at, you know, eat dinner at the downtown Summerlin, you can walk right across and go through the third base gate entrance. So, we like to, we're proud to say we're the only professional sports team in town that has free parking.
Bring someone to the game and say, hey, I'll get the parking. You get the first round of drinks. And that way you're ahead already. Huh, Jimmy?
It's all right. It's all right. Yep.
Jim, anything else you'd like to pass on? 12 games in a row, 2 series, Tacoma and Salt Lake City, game time tonight. What did you say, 6:05?
We're going 7:05 in the 12 games from April 9th to the 21st against Salt Lake and Tacoma. Of course, Tacoma is the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. 10 of the games are at 7:05. The only 2 matinee games will be the 2 Sundays at noon on Sunday the 14th and Sunday, April 21st.
Buddy, again, I want to thank you for joining us. It's great to get the word out there, and for people that want to have a good experience with the game and promotions, and take the family out or friends out, or go by yourself, find a friend and meet a friend here at the Las Vegas Ballpark. Jim, again, anything else before I let you go, my man?
No, I appreciate you having me on, Harvey. I'll talk to you next week when we're starting the second leg of this 12-game homestand, but we do encourage all the fans to check out our website, aviatorslv.com.
Well, good luck to the Las Vegas Aviators, Jimmy. I look forward to talking to you next week, okay?
Sounds good, Harvey. Talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. Jim Gemma joins us, Director of Media Relations for the Las Vegas Aviators. If you haven't been out there to the ballpark, time you get out there and really have a good time. The weather, absolutely perfect. So just went on out there. If you're saying, what am I going to do tonight? Well, I just told you what you should do tonight. Free parking, going out, have a dinner, watch some ball, and then go on home and relax. Again, I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. We want to thank you for joining us here on every Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're going to take this short time out from Las Vegas, and we'll be right back.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're like me, pizza's not just a food, it's a way of life. And the folks at Settabello Pizza get every detail just right. Homemade dough made daily and hand-tossed. Extra virgin olive oil, freshly chopped tomatoes and basil, and generous portions of mozzarella cheese with a dizzying array of toppings. Join me at one of their 2 area locations, one at Green Valley Parkway, another one at Fort Apache and Sahara. No time to dine out? No problem. Order today and take it to go at Settabello.net. That's Settabello.net. Settabello Pizza, when only the best will do.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Metals Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at metalsbank.bank. Metals Bank, where your business is our business.
Terrible Herbs has been serving the Las Vegas Valley for 70 years. Everyone knows Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, or a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up. And with over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terrible's near you.
The USC community exemplifies the notion of hard work and a winning attitude will make you a champion in anything you do. At Fletcher Jones Imports and Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, we also work hard to ensure our clients have a world-class experience. And speaking of champions, my dad came to Las Vegas in 1966 and built our first Nevada dealership. We are now four generations and proud to provide Las Vegas with a great selection and financing options to accommodate every budget. Plus, we're nice people, too. We might be hardcore USC fans, but our family's firmly planted in the Las Vegas Valley and will be for many years to come. Visit us at FletcherJones.com for details or stop by and meet the team. Until then, fight on.
Fletcher Jones Imports, 7300 West Sahara Avenue, Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, 925 Auto Show Drive, and Fletcher Jones Imports Used Car and Truck Center, 7100 West Sahara Avenue. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Metals Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at metalsbank.bank. Metals Bank, where your business is our business.
Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night here on AM 1400, Sports Talk Radio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Chuck Hayes joins me now, but before we get back to Chuck and talk about a great experience that happened to me in the 1984 Rebel football team this past weekend, let's thank our sponsor for this segment. That's The Vault, the safety deposit box company here in Las Vegas. They've been in business since 1998, so you know they must be doing what they're doing, and they're doing it right, which means protect your valuables. 24 hours a day is protected, yet you can still get in your valuables in the security deposit box by just going by the vaults because they're open 24 hours a day. It isn't like something that you put away and you got to wait till the company opens the next week or whatever to get it out. So I would suggest you go by and visit the vaults at 9555 Del Webb Boulevard here in Las Vegas, Nevada. As I mentioned, they're open 24 hours a day. Maybe call and make an appointment where they can show you around by simply dialing 702-967-5750. That's 702-967-5750 for more information. Now joining me, Chuck Hayes. Chuck, I had an opportunity to talk about this with you this past weekend when you were back on the East Coast. The experience I had this weekend in Vegas was unbelievable when our 1984 football team, PCAA conference champion, California Bowl champion, 11-2 record at UNLV, the most wins ever in a UNLV short football history, gathered together for a reunion, Chuck, and it was something really special.
Well, Coach, the way in the world in college football these days is about me first and team second, and you've been always the person that preached team, and I think that really was reflected in the numbers of the people that showed up. Try to get people from any place at any time who are very busy and have multiple lives in regards to where they live and how far they have to come was quite a success from your team, and it spoke to what I would consider the thread that runs through your program.
Chuck, it was a time when I came to UNLV from Pasadena City College. It was the first time that the football program had been on the Division I level.
And the first time they had been in a conference, they'd been an independent. So we had to abide by a lot of different rules and regulations that went on at that time. A lot of transition going on in administration, a coaching change, and all the above. And we went into the football program with a lot of energy, with a new coaching staff, building the, and believing that we wanted to put the foundation together to have the type of football program that the city of Las Vegas would be happy with, proud of, and so on. And we stepped out to do that. And I was so fortunate to be able to have such a great athletic director in Brad Rothermill, who hired me. And without him hiring me, a lot of these things would not have happened. The relationship with the great coaching staff that we had, and them all coming out and being with us this weekend on Friday night and Saturday at Allegiant Stadium for the UNLV spring game was something really special. I first of all want to say I want to thank the people that were involved in putting this all together, like Terry Cottle, Hunky Cooper, Steve Stallworth, all the people that donated to make this affair, the UNLV Football Foundation. These people made it where you really felt special as a football team, and you really felt like, hey, this is something that has been long overdue, but yet, what a time to do it. We had 42 players show up for this event, Chuck, and Ron Drake, if you looked at the Las Vegas Review Journal on Sunday morning, came the farthest. They had a picture of him and me there before the event. He came from Dubai, traveled 27 hours to be at the reunion, brought his wife to be a part of something really special. When you have 40 guys come, or 42 plus, or whatever the number was, with wives and so on, travel to such an event, there's got to be a reason for that, as far as a friendship, a unification of something that you've gone through, a battle, something that you feel like you've accomplished something, something you learned from it, something that's been a part of your life one way or another, we hope always positively. And the discussions that were done were unbelievable. Sadly, of the team, there are 20 of our players who have passed on. But the people who put this on made a beautiful poster of all of their pictures in Rebel uniforms. We took that poster everywhere we went. So they went and enjoyed the same type of experiences we did that were supplied to us by Born and Raised. We were there on Friday night as far as the entire team, as far as players and coaches only. And while that was going on, the wives of the coaches were being hosted by the South Point in the steakhouse there, as far as them, again, being able to get together and talk about the great years we experienced in Las Vegas and the things that went on with that coaching staff and the football team. We had Coach Brian Odom was there, and he discussed what our team meant to their football program and how we discussed him, how we want to assist him in any way that's possible as far as helping him reach the goals of winning 11 games and breaking our record. And that means we're on the way to what we wanted to happen, have great seasons. The second part of the program, I spoke, of course, with the team and talk about what we had gone through as far as bringing the program to that level. And it wasn't an easy thing. It was a lot of odds to beat to be able to be at that type of position, because the world was more or less against UNLV at that time. Everyone knew the struggles that Jerry Tarkanian was going through with the NCAA, because they couldn't believe that he could beat the USC's and the UCLA's of the world. So rather than find out what Tark was doing right, they tried to find out what he was doing wrong. Well, that same approach was taken towards our program, but they certainly didn't want us to dominate in football like Jerry Tarkanian was dominating in football or basketball. So that was the approach, to rather beat us off the field than on the field. And these guys battled through all of that to be able to be conference champions and all the things that we experienced as far as being a Rebel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Most of the players, a lot of the players still reside in Las Vegas and have been so important as far as what they've carried on as far as leaders in the community. And I don't want to mention one, because I might want to mention them all, and we don't have the time, but they're all leaders, from school teachers to the hotel industry to construction. It doesn't make any difference what area they went into. They all said they practiced the way we played in the field of what they do now. And, Chuck, I'm just so proud of what these players did and how UNLV treated us at the Allegiant Stadium on Saturday with the squad scrimmage with UNLV's football program, the people we met. It was just a first-class event and a way for us to get together to sort of say that we're all in the same huddle together.
Coach, you always talk about, you know, what it means to be somebody, and you recruited a majority of those players. Today we have players that come in. They might be in for spring, they might be in for a camp, and then they transfer out, and then maybe transfer again, or maybe they've transferred high schools three times. There's no way that 40 years from now, as we look down the road, that in 2064, that you could have that type of experience and have it mean something just because of the way the game is set up now. And I think that's a deterrent to what the university system is. You know, it reminds me of Animal House a little bit in regards to that speech about what should be if you're not believing in this. That, for me, is the collegiate experience. I cover the NFL. I cover college football. I've covered high school football. And there's a difference every step in the way, and there's a reason for that. And not everyone's going to play on Sunday. Everyone aspires to it. They love to when they are playing in high school or when they get to college. And you had many players go through and go. But they do not have the same alumni feeling with those teams in the NFL. Some organizations do it better than others. The Raiders are one of those that do it great. The Kansas City Chiefs. It appears to be a lot of the old AFL teams, because of the battles they fought and what they had to achieve to become equal with the NFL, they take their history a little more seriously than some of the established teams in the NFL.
Chuck, this is a group that you want to take to the foxhole with you. You don't want to walk down an alley with them. They've got their back. I had their back. They were all together. Today, it's a little bit different. I don't think college players experience this. They don't have a 40-year reunion, because I don't know if they're at one university that long. Our guys were all at UNLV. Some came in as freshmen or community college players. Some were there when I came to UNLV, but we all meshed together and became one and won championships and played together and still love each other. And I know we know how to reach each other and encourage each other. And the ones we've lost has been a difficult thing for all of us, and we've kept track of that, and we know where they are. I mean, there's so many things now that people don't experience that loyalty to any type of thing that they belong to, but it's easier to do something else or not finish what you started. But these guys finished what they started, and they did it the right way. And we all know that it meant so much to all of us when Randall was there, Nicky Woods was there, Demery was there. I mean, I don't want to start naming the players, but they all came from different ways and all had their own message as far as what UNLV meant to them, especially on this 1984 team that in 2018 was inducted into the UNLV Hall of Fame. And they certainly deserve every honor that they've had on and off the field. I think they're true gentlemen, and I think that today proves just exactly the qualities that they were and who these people were.
Well, Coach, it was certainly well documented. If you go online to any of the social medias and you just type in 1984 Rebel football, UNLV football, you see some great pictures and the pride that those players have, and of course your guys. And what was it like to take the field at Allegiant Stadium, Coach? You had a vision of UNLV football. Did you ever think that they would be playing in a venue that looked like that?
Well, I wanted to be big time, Chuck. And we started that way, but they are big time now. They have the facilities to play in an NFL stadium. Absolutely a dream come true if you're a Rebel football player. They've got a facility, Fertitta Football Complex on campus, was second to none. They have all the ingredients out there that I told Barry Odom. I said, Coach, I said, we won 11 games. We want you to win 12 games. Then we all know that all the hard knocks that we put in to build this program has finally reached the destination of where we want it to continue. I gave him a big hug on the field, handing him the football, and time marches on, Chuck.
Well, Coach, it's exciting. College football is right around the corner. We're going to be hanging out a little bit, going to more college football in Southern California. You've already got it underway. And we'll continue to cover it inside out as we move towards the best time of year.
Well, Chuck, again, I want to thank you for joining us here on our Coors Sports Topic Show. I want to thank Justin in the studio for his production and also his engineering. I want to thank our sponsor for this segment, which is the Vaults, the safety deposit box company in Las Vegas, where if you want to keep your valuables in a safe place, then go with the Vaults. They've been in business since 1998. They're open 24 hours a day, which means you can get your valuables 24 hours a day. Where are they located? At 9555 Del Webb Boulevard in Las Vegas. Give them a call at 702-967-5750. That's 702-967-5750 for more information. So I'm Harvey Hyde from Las Vegas saying, buckle up, everyone. It's game day every day, and we hope your team wins. Good night, everyone.